Well, meanwhile, residents of Glendive, Montana, are waiting to hear when they can start drinking and cooking with town water again, water that's drawn from the Yellowstone River. Last weekend, a 1950s-era oil pipeline under the river ruptured, and while ice on the river has prevented the spread of some oil downstream, the extent of the spill may not be known for months. This is the second significant oil spill in Montana's Yellowstone River in less than 4 years, and it's raised a lot of questions about pipes that are nearly half a century old. Meanwhile, it's also a region through which the controversial new Keystone XL pipeline would pass if it's approved. Chad Knutson is publisher of the Glendive Ranger Review newspaper. And Chad, what's it been like for people not to have water?
Well, it's been interesting, Robin. I think people have adjusted fairly well. There was a lot of confusion early on as to whether the water was safe or not, and it took some time for the decision to be made that we shouldn't be consuming it. And since that point, I think the emergency responders have done a good job in providing bottled water, making that efficiently available to folks. I think the fact that we've been able to use it for other purposes, such as laundry and bathing, et cetera, has helped mitigate the impact.
Well, we know this all started because people started smelling benzene, which can cause cancer, in their drinking water. What are they saying? What are people saying about this pipeline?
Yeah, over the weekend, it was very confusing, and you really had people taking to social media and complaining that their water smelled horrible. The problem was that that wasn't true everywhere, and so you had neighbors responding, "You're nuts, my water's fine." The response so far has been very little focused on the pipeline. I think in this area, we're very familiar with the energy industry, and we understand that these things happen. Frustration has really been directed at the emergency responders and the time that it took to determine that there really was a problem.
Yeah, well, the company that owns the pipeline is Poplar Pipeline. They're based out of Wyoming. They say they shut it down within an hour. Earlier this week, the Montana governor declared a state of emergency in two counties. But there are people who are concerned about the pipeline. You've got your senator there, John Tester, a Democrat, who told the AP he wants more inspections. He says this could have been prevented with more people on the ground. And we know there are about 150 pipeline inspectors now, 100 are being hired, but those 250 still have to inspect 2.6 million miles of pipeline. And just about everybody commenting says that's just not enough. Are people talking about that?
Well, what we understand is that the pipeline is regulated, of course, by the Department of Transportation. And based on the age and the risk assessment that goes with it, they are required to test. The company itself is required to demonstrate that it's safe on a regular basis. And what the company is telling us is that the last time it was inspected, it was done both mechanically and by visual diver inspection, and that was in 2012. And so the company followed the regime that's in place in terms of verifying the safety, but obviously that wasn't enough.
Well, you know that people are looking to the future and the potential of a new pipeline a few miles away in the same region. We are reading a quote from a farmer, Dina Hoff, who told the AP, "We have to decide if water is more valuable than oil." How has this affected the talk about Keystone?
In this area, you've got a diverse range of opinions like you would have anywhere. However, I would say that while there is a significant minority who were opposed to Keystone and who will remain opposed to Keystone, I think the majority of residents and our entire congressional delegation and our governor and most of our elected officials are very, very much in favor of Keystone. Like I said, oil is really an economic engine of our economy here, and it's something that we've been used to happening in our backyard for three generations. I don't sense that there's a real shift in the public opinion at this point here.
Yeah, so this has not moved people from their already strong opinions. And that Keystone pipeline would be about 20 miles upstream from you. Meanwhile, you've also got Yellowstone about 350 miles away. The EPA says they're most likely not going to be able to recover all the oil that's spilled. They've gotten quite a bit, but not all. Does that concern you?
Yeah, the EPA indicates that in a good situation, they can recover between 30 and 50% of a spill. And this is not ideal conditions, and so they're saying probably less than 30% will be recovered. Obviously, that's going to affect possibly the fisheries. It was fortunate time of year in that there wasn't waterfowl or other wildlife on the banks of the river that were affected. The other thing I think it's important to point out, this is an extremely light, sweet crude, and so it's almost translucent. It's about the consistency of water. We're not talking about a thick black sludge. That probably makes it a little bit different recapture effort as well.
Well, we wish you all the best there in Glendive, Montana. Chad Knutson, publisher of the Glendive Ranger Review newspaper, thank you.
It's good to be with you, Robin. Thanks.
And by the way, Yellowstone Park is not expected to be affected by this spill, but listeners in Montana, has this spill changed your mind about the Keystone XL? Let us know at herenow.org.